Election season is here. Throughout Collin County, voters will elect a new mayor, vote on multiple propositions, and fill city council positions. Here's what to know about the upcoming election. Early voting. Residents are no longer able to register for these elections, but those registered can vote early now. For a full list of early voting polling locations, visit the link here. Here's when to vote early. April 22nd to April 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 28th, no voting. April 29th to April 30th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. May 1st to May 3rd, no voting. Check here to see if you are registered to vote. Election Day Voting. If residents do not participate in early voting, they can still vote on May 4th. For a full list of Election Day polling locations, visit the link here. Polls on Election Day will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please note that these locations are subject to change. What you need to vote? To vote, residents will need to bring a photo ID. Approved IDs include a driver's license, ID card issued by the Texas Department of Public Safety, military ID card, handgun license, U.S. citizenship certificate, or U.S. passport. What's on the ballot? This year, voters will choose a new council member and mayor for the city of Anna, and new council members in Allen, Carrollton, Salina, Frisco, Melissa, and Wiley. McKinney residents will also have big decisions to make with 5 general obligation bond propositions totaling $485.5 million. The funds will be used for renovations and construction of city facilities. Proposition A, $106 million for parks and recreation projects. Proposition B, $36 million for a new municipal courts facility. Proposition C, $30 million for improvements to Public Works South Campus. Proposition D, $70 million for public safety facilities. Proposition E, $243.5 million for street projects. Frisco voters will vote on several propositions aimed at protecting firefighters. Prop A will implement civil service safeguards for firefighters, ensuring clear protocols for recruitment, termination, and advancements while setting up a citizens' committee. Meanwhile, Prop B aims to enable collective bargaining between firefighters and the city concerning wages, benefits, and working conditions. Voters can click the link here for a full sample ballot. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.